Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. To the ends of the earth, our focus. Acts 1 verse 8. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You're walking into a store when suddenly you see someone run past you at a full sprint. Immediately, you hear a shout to stop this person. In a blink of an eye, the event is over, and you find yourself still standing with the door open. What just happened? You look around and people begin to talk to each other. As you hear everyone's accounts and compare them with your own, you begin to wonder if you all witnessed the same event. The authorities are likely going to ask you to share what you witnessed to determine what really happened. What will you say? A witness is defined as someone who sees an event take place. Today's reading recounts what Jesus said to his disciples after he had risen from the dead and shortly before he returned to heaven. You will be my witnesses, gives the disciples their marching orders. As his disciples, they had spent countless hours traveling with him. They listened to his teaching and observed his preaching, his healing, his miracles, his death, and then his resurrection. Jesus' instruction to them was to take all they had seen and learned from him and go out. Picture dropping a stone in water and watching the circles of rippled water. Jesus' message of salvation is the center. Now the disciples were told to take that message and go out further and further. They were to start in Jerusalem and then spread out to Judea and Samaria. But that wasn't far enough. They were to go to the ends of the earth. In other words, Jesus' message is for everyone. What does that have to do with you or me? We didn't walk the dusty roads of Jesus' time with him. We haven't heard him as a guest speaker at our church. We aren't witnesses in the same way that the disciples were, but we are witnesses. And, unlike our experience in the store, digging into God's Word gives us confidence to accurately share an account of what Jesus had done. We have heard, read, and shared the stories of the Bible. We have studied the Bible in classes and in Bible studies. Perhaps you have read compelling answers to tough questions raised by skeptics. You may have memorized a number of Bible verses. Most importantly, you and I have the Holy Spirit who gives us faith to believe and trust God's promise of salvation for us. And it is the Holy Spirit who works in the hearts of those we witness to. Who can you tell? Each day you share the message of God's grace with the children you serve. You also have the opportunity to tell their parents. What about a friend, a neighbor, a family member, the barista at your favorite coffee shop? The great news is that it's not all up to you. God simply asks you to tell, and the miraculous part of creating faith in their hearts is up to the Holy Spirit. So be bold, be loving, be patient, but be a witness sharing the most amazing account ever told, God's amazing gift of salvation for the whole world. We pray. May the mind of Christ, my Savior, live in me from day to day, by his love and power inspiring all I do or say. May his Spirit live within me as I seek the lost to win, and may they forget the channel, seeing only him. Amen. Something to consider. We all know someone. We all mean well and want to tell them. Let's be intentional. Write down the names of those you would like to encourage with the gospel. Put your list in a place that you will see often. Pray for those on your list, and then look for those windows of opportunity to talk to them about their Savior. Pray that the Lord blesses your words to them and opens their hearts. May the Lord bless your witness. A new hymn, commissioned to complement the new movie, is useful for personal or faculty devotions, even if simply read rather than sung. A text version is available at the link in this devotion. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.